SRN News. I'm John Scott. In Boise, 30-year-old Brian Koberger, who pleaded guilty earlier this month to killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, will be sentenced today. Koberger pleaded guilty to four counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary in a deal that avoids the death penalty. He waived his right to appeal. The judge expected to order Koberger to serve four life sentences without parole. That sentencing is underway. President Trump proclaims a new trade deal with Japan at last night's White House reception with Republican members of Congress.
Trump's announcement came hours after he struck a deal with Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. That would impose a tariff of 19% on Filipino goods, while American-made products would face no import taxes. And Trump told lawmakers,
"We have Europe coming in tomorrow and the next day. We have some other ones coming in. We're doing things that have never been done in this country before, and our country is becoming very rich again, and that's the way it should be. They're not taking advantage of us."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House intends to send Capitol Hill a second request to claw back congressionally approved funding, this time targeting the Department of Education. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
Less than a week after congressional Republicans approved the administration's first decision package to slash $9 billion of public broadcasting and foreign aid, a White House aide said Tuesday that lawmakers would soon receive President Donald Trump's next round of desired funding cuts for education programs. In a brief interview Tuesday, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise would not disclose specifics about the forthcoming package, but confirmed talks between GOP leaders and the administration on the matter are well underway. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 206 points now, the NASDAQ composite adding 25. This is SRN News. Is Texas changing?
The Lone Star State has been reliably conservative and typically Christian for a long time. But new studies, including one from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, indicate that Texas is becoming progressively less Christian these days. The CRC says the trend may be fueled by the large number of people from more liberal states who are moving to Texas for financial reasons. Experts say over time that may change the character of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates say the government of India is allowing an organized effort to steal the land of minority Christians in the country. Radical Hindus regularly destroy the homes and churches of believers, and then local authorities refuse to allow the structures to be rebuilt. It is an effective way of running Christians out of the communities where they live, and many believe it's an organized effort to rid India of all Christians. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Japan is the latest U.S. trading partner to reach a trade agreement with Washington. President Trump calls it a great deal. 15% tariffs to be levied on Japanese imports, while Japan will open its markets to U.S. cars and trucks and agricultural products. The president's unveiling an AI action plan shaped by Silicon Valley tech leaders. Among other things, it will focus on boosting artificial intelligence tech exports, as well as streamlining permits for energy-hungry data centers. Wall Street opened higher this morning on word of the U.S.-Japan trade agreement. The stock market recently scored gains that have it hovering in record territory. Gloom and doom predictions regarding President Trump's tariff strategy have so far failed to materialize, and the market continues its upward swing. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.